Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Amanda Brown, who is a solicitor with Wills, Trust and Probate. Today she's going to be talking on court of protection applications. So firstly, Amanda, why do people apply to the court of protection?
If a person's lost capacity and doesn't have a valid lasting power of attorney or enduring power of attorney, no one has the legal authority to make decisions on behalf of that person in relation to their property and finances. If this is the case, then an application can be made to the Court of Protection to appoint a deputy to make those decisions for the person who's lost capacity.
So who can apply to the Court of Protection?
A deputy must be over the age of 18 and is usually someone with a connection to the person who lacks capacity, such as a family member or close friend, or a professional such as a solicitor or accountant.
And what does a deputy do?
A person appointed as a deputy for property and financial affairs can do things such as paying bills and taking over bank accounts. A deputy can also sell a person's house on their behalf, but only if it's in that person's best interest to do so. A deputy has to account to the Court of Protection at all times, and large decisions such as selling someone's property will require the court's permission. Also, a deputy has to provide a deputyship report to the court every year. The report gives the court details of decisions the deputy has made, together with accounts for the court to approve.
And so how do you apply to the Court of Protection?
If the application relates to property and financial affairs, you won't usually need permission to apply to the court. To make the application to the court, various forms need to be completed. The form set out details of the person who's lost capacity, person or persons who want to be appointed as a deputy, and the type of decisions those deputies want to make. It will also include a GP's report on the capacity of the person whose assets need dealing with. Once completed, the application forms and capacity report are sent to the Court of Protection, and the matter is put before a judge, who then decides whether to make the order appointing the deputies. The court can take up to 16 weeks to make the order. If the application is successful, once the order has been made, the deputy must take out a security bond to cover their actions as deputy. This is payable annually, and the value of the bond is set by the court based on the value of the assets that that person who's lost capacity owns. All fees are payable from the assets of the person who's lost capacity, and any costs which need to be paid upfront can be recovered from that person's accounts once the order has been granted.
Thank you, Amanda.